Level 800, CD 1, Track 3. Incredible Animals. Happy Elephants.
Elephants are very large animals, but they're also very gentle. They're important to humans too. Elephants and people have worked together for over 2,000 years. However, when they work with humans, the elephants are not usually in the wild. They are usually in captivity and working in zoos or circuses. During these 2,000 years, people have learned a lot about the way elephants act. However, there is one question that people are still concerned about. How can people keep elephants happy when they are in captivity? Mike Hackenberger is a skilled animal trainer at Baltimore Zoo. He works hard to make sure his elephants are healthy and seem happy. His elephants even seem to say, "Hello," when Hackenberger says, "Okay, everyone, trunkfoot salute." "We make sure teeth are where they're supposed to be. They don't have ingrown feet," he explains. "This is all that good husbandry stuff," he adds. Hackenberger is responsible for teaching other zoo workers how to recognize a happy elephant. Part of his method for doing this is to talk to the elephants. "Oh, you're happy," he says to one elephant. "Hear that?" he asks as the elephant makes a low noise. "That's a happy sound," he reports. "That's a good sound." But can elephants really be happy? Do animals have feelings? If so, are their feelings the same as people's feelings? There's a big discussion about this subject. Many people who work closely with animals say that they do have feelings and can experience happiness. These people think animals are just like humans. Other people are not so certain. There is one thing that everyone agrees on when they talk about elephants. Elephants seem happier and safer if their home in the zoo or circus is very similar to their life among their herd in the wild. Today, zoos work hard to make elephants feel as at home as possible. Hackenberger also talks to the elephants, and this may help to make them feel better. "Head over, let's go, kids," he says to a group of elephants. "Let's go, fat man. Let's go, watch yourself," he says with a smile. He also encourages the animals as they move along. "We're walking, guys. Come on, funny face. Good boy," he says. According to Hackenberger, elephant training has improved in recent years. He explains, "I'll tell you, 10, 15, 25 years ago, some of the techniques were a bit barbaric. We've walked away from that. Society's walked away from treating animals like that. That's news that makes everybody happy." One important fact about elephants is that they are social animals. This means that they usually live in families and herds. They need other elephants. Therefore, if they are alone for a long time, they seem to be unhappy, and they can start to act in an unusual way. Hackenberger talks about one elephant called Limba. Limba was alone for 30 years in a zoo in northern Quebec, and she was not very happy by herself. Hackenberger then tells the story of how two other elephants came to live with Limba. They were only 2 days old at the time. He thinks Limba fell in love with the two young elephants. He also feels that is the reason Limba became happier and more like a normal elephant. When he is training elephants, Hackenberger talks to them a lot. He's very gentle with them as well. Most importantly, he lets them do the things that they do when they are free in the wild. For example, elephants love to swim and play in the mud. "Do you? You want to go swimming?" Hackenberger asks the elephants. "Absolutely," he answers for one of them, as the elephant actually nods his head. "Let's get in the water," he says, and takes them to the mud hole. The animals really seem to like this pleasant activity. So what is the answer to the question? How can people keep elephants happy when they are in captivity? For Hackenberger, the answer is not difficult. He believes that elephants need to learn how to be elephants, just as they are in the wild. "Are they trained?" he asks a person visiting the zoo. "I think so," she replies. "They're trained to be elephants," he explains. He then tells one of his very large friends, "Just be an elephant." With Hackenberger's help, it certainly seems as though his animals are very happy elephants.